Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, A Light Against the Dark, was written by Marion Voigt.
This is the story of a great light and a little light, both lights lit by man. When the great light flashed for the first time, the lives of those who lived were different forever after. The little light had no such sudden flare. It grew slowly and blinded none, and it would take many, many such lights to equal the glow of the great one. But it, too, changed lives. The day of the great light, all the world was at war. But when war has been going on quite a while, people learn to carry on their lives in spite of it. Mothers prepare breakfast, send husbands off to work, get children ready for school.
There, the all clear. Now may I go to school, Mother?
The all clear and no raid after all.
No raid. The alert was just for the weather plane. Please, Mother, may I go now? If I don't go soon, I'll be late.
A raid is coming. A terrible raid. I feel it. Mrs. Matsuo says so, too. We have been spared too long.
Mother, this